Hey everyone, it's Michael Gibson here, and you're listening to Real Life Love, my podcast about how to have great relationships. This week is a power-packed show because Captain Dad and I are joined by my mom, Carrie Gibson, and this week we're going to be talking about the mother-daughter relationship. You know, relationships between mom and daughter usually can get pretty complicated, and so we have two experts who are going to be on the show talking about their book called It's Momplicated. If you are a daughter or a mother, you're really going to get something out of this show. And it's all coming up next. And welcome into another edition of Real Life Love. It is your host, Michael Gibson, and we are back this week with a super episode. I'm calling it a super episode because that is what it is, because we have five people that are all going to be together on this show talking about a very important topic. And as always, one of those five people is my trusty sidekick, Captain Dad. How you doing this morning, Captain Dad?
I'm doing great, and I'm super pumped, super excited for today's show as well, because we've got amazing woman in my life, your life, and we call her Mom.
That's right.
Well, I try not to call her Mom.
Please don't call her
Mom. Yeah, that's a little awkward.
She is my awesome wife and amazing best friend for over 30 years now. What do we think all of that? Because we're coming up on 26 years. No, we have been married for 26 years. We're coming up on 27.
And you know, wow. I can't wait to tell the story that my mom is the one that introduced me to you.
That is right.
And you were 12 years old, so I can't wait to share that.
Yeah, that's a good one. So it's going to be an awesome show, because anytime we have the awesome, amazing Gibson on this show, we know it's going to be full of energy. And we never quite know what she's going to say. And so that makes it even more interesting. But everything she says is gold.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. Yeah. It totally is. Mom, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. And you might be wondering, so why do you have the whole Gibson trio here on Words to Live By today? Well, it's because, you know, every once in a while, we find, I know I say this all the time, but it's so important, because I stumble across books that I'm like, you know what, we need to get these authors on the show, because I think that this is something that our audience needs to hear. And so today, our title, the Words to Live By today, is It's Momplicated. And we're going to be talking to Debbie Alsdorf and Joan Edwards Kay. They've just written this fantastic book about how to, for daughters and moms. And I just want to bring them in right now. Good morning, Debbie and Joan. How are you?
Good morning, Michael.
So happy to be here.
It's so wonderful to be able to have you today on the show. And so I am really excited to be able to have this conversation about moms. And so I had to, of course, invite my mom to be a part of this show during our conversation. And, you know, I want to ask you, I don't want to give too much away, because I know we're going to talk about this through this episode. But my first question to you is how did you come up with such a clever title? Whenever I saw that, I was like, man, this is perfect.
Well, it was a gift. I mean, it really was, it just sort of fit. It just sort of fit the relationships that mothers and daughters have with each other, because it's a complicated relationship. We love our mothers, but sometimes our mothers cause us pain. And every time we've asked a woman about their relationship with their mother, it seems to me that they always have sort of a mixed, confused, complicated answer of, she's the best, oh, she hurt me this way. And it just fit.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. You know, and I know we were talking a little bit about this before we started the show, but you know, we do on this show, we're all about relationships, and we've done a lot of pieces on marriage. We've done a lot of pieces on dating relationships, and we've also even done some things on father and son, and then mother and son. But we've never done a show on mothers and daughters. And I have to say that I hear from our listeners all the time saying, "Where is this show on moms and daughters?" And so, that's why I'm just so excited about this show. And to kind of kick us off, Joan and Debbie, do you mind just giving us a little snapshot about this book that you've written?
Sure. Well, this book, It's Momplicated, is all about exploring the mother-daughter relationship And it's written for an individual journey. So it's really a book for every woman, because it's every woman's a daughter. And so it's a book that's taking a look at how we were impacted by our mothers, what that relationship looked like, if there was any hurt or wounding along the way that we need healing from, and also our adult relationship with mom now. Does that need healing? What can we do about that? And if our mother's gone, how do we let go maybe of some of the things that might still be holding us back from that relationship? And at the end of the story, really, it's the whole idea that we as mothers are leaving a trail. We're leaving a legacy every time we impart anything into our daughters.
And you know what's so much fun is seeing relationships of mom and daughter, especially at church where I am on the weekend. We see a lot of moms and daughters hanging out, and not just young daughters, but we're talking with their a mom, grandma, and their granddaughter all hanging out together. It's a very, very special relationship. And I know how many women would love to have that special relationship. It's an envious relationship of a mom-daughter relationship. And how can we really equip moms and daughters for that relationship? And that's one of the things that's great about your book is you go into that aspect of relationship, but you also go into what are the tools, what are the resources you can have to help restore or even build that relationship even stronger. And Carrie, your mom has been a huge part of your life.
Yeah, she really has.
She has.
78 and has been just a pillar in my life. And I think the thing that I love about especially this book is that, you know, I had a mom that, you know, kind of almost, you know, when I got older, became my best friend. And even though life is so hard and, you know, there were times where we did have our conflict and our misunderstandings and those kinds of things. And she's so different than me. You know, we're like,
you
kind
guys
of,
are actually like 180 degrees different from each other.
We're very, very opposite personalities. And I love that through the years that we just, you know, and a lot of the things that I learned, you know, with my dad too, of just how to have that healthy relationship with a mom and how to get through the conflict, you know, because that's hard.
Yeah. And especially as you're trying to build a relationship and you're trying to gain, aren't they on the same page as me, or why don't they? What I'm coming from.
And they're so different from me.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this is a great resource for moms and daughters. Really get, and again, great title, Momplicated.
Hey, we all have a mom.
Yes. And we all have a mom. That is a brilliant revelation I just had. So, Carrie, mom, and never actually thought about that. No, I'm just kidding. But hey, this is great. And that's why Joan and Debbie, we're so happy to have you here on the show to really help our listeners and our audience. And one of the things we always want to do is be able to point people to relationship, because relationships last and we all desire that. And Debbie, where do you see, where did the need really come from? I know how we talked about Momplicated and how we got there, but from writing a book, we know, is a long process. It's a message that you feel that God has put into your heart. Where did that really come from, and why did you see the big need for this particular message?
Well, for me, you know, I've been speaking to women for many years, and when I speak to them, I share a little snippet of my mother-daughter relationship, and then I also share by the end of the weekend, the healing and the redemption that happened in it. Well, it's surprising to me that though I speak about many things over the course of a weekend, woman after woman would come up to me saying, oh my gosh, you know, my mom is your mom. Oh my gosh, like I have, my mother and I have serious problems. I don't know what to do. Or women would come up to me and say, oh, Debbie, I'm your mom. What can I do so that I don't hurt my children? And so it just became so obvious to me after a while that I used to think that, you know, it was unusual, the kind of mother-daughter situation that I lived in. But I began to realize that women have mother problems. And so then as a friend, I began sharing some of that with Joan. So Joan, you go ahead and say what you told me your finding was.
Okay. Well, as I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I'm a marriage and family therapist. So I often, it's amazing how often it happens that someone will come into my office with a problem that they think is with their boss or with their husband or their weight or something. And as we talk about it, the roots of it go back to some early experience. And who was there with you more often than not when you were young? It's often your mother. So going back and kind of exploring the deep imprints that happen on us in relationship to our mother can often bring freedom in our new relationships, because we'll bring the things that that we took on early on into our current relationships. So it just seemed like such an important subject. And I'm also the mother of two daughters. And so the process of writing this book has only made our relationships better, because I've had a chance to think about things that I was automatically doing that my mom, you know, the legacy she left me with, that I wanted to change.
Yeah, that's so neat. And you know, I know that probably our mothers and daughters that are listening to the show right now are just on the edge of their seats, wanting to know about the issue of conflict, because I know that that conflict is prevalent in any relationships. But if we fight good fights that work for us rather than against us, it can do wonders for our relationships. And so let's kind of dive into this. What are some of the things that that you found? Because while I know mother and daughter relationships are so special, but sometimes they can cause a lot of tension and pain. So what does that look like? And I know that you really address this in the book, but can you give us maybe a little snapshot about how we can manage conflict in mother daughter relationships?
Well, I think that probably the number one complaint that I hear from the younger generation about their mothers is that their mothers don't let them go. They don't respect them as an adult. They keep them in that child role. And I think that the most important thing we can coach moms to do is to celebrate their daughters, to be who they are, and to say, it's not my role to tell you how to live your life. It's not my role once you're an adult to control you my role needs to be more as a fan of you, as someone who celebrates you, who listens to you, and maybe gives advice when it's asked for, but also enables you, the younger person, to make her own choices. And I think that kind of respect, you know, Carrie, you were talking about how you were very different from your mom, and it makes me think there must have been respect there, that each of you got to be who you were. I think that's huge in avoiding conflict between mother and daughter.
Well, I absolutely agree. And yes, we are very different, our personalities. And she sees the world with the negatives first, and I only see positives. So you can only imagine the times that we did have conflict, because, you know, when she would share, you know, as a younger daughter would share the negatives first, it would sometimes make me feel like, you know, that she was trying to be in control. But as I grew older, I realized that it was her wisdom and she did want to give advice. And then as I got older, I was able to communicate that in a better way of, hey, mom, you know, here's what I'm dealing with. I don't want to hear any, I would say to her, literally, I don't want to hear any negatives, you know, for maybe the first hour that we talk. And then I do want to hear your wisdom. And so we had to learn how to kind of shift that, where I didn't feel she was in control, but that she was also able then to share some negatives with me. And I think too, for me, when I turned 40 years old, one of the biggest things happened in my life, and that was adopting my youngest daughter from Ethiopia. And I had, during that process, for the very first time, you know, my mom had a lot of concerns. You know, no one had adopted in our family before. And so this was this huge, colossal thing that we were doing. And I wanted my mom to support. And so the times that she would share negatives, it wasn't that she didn't believe that this was what, you know, we were supposed to do. So she came along that journey, and it was so great to watch that shift from, you know, her concerns to falling madly in love with, you know, our daughter through this process of adoption. And so I think sometimes, and I'm sure you, you know, meet moms all the time that, you know, have to kind of stand up to their mom on certain issues, and that's okay. And it brings you closer together than as you work that through. But do you work with a lot of moms that, you know, that want that control and have to learn, you know, healthy tools? Like, what are some of the tools that you would give a mom for her to not feel like she has to be in control all the time, but also, you know, giving their daughter solid, wise advice?
One of the things I say to moms is, would you say that to your next door neighbor? Would you come into her house and tell her she needs a new couch? You know, kind of to measure for themselves whether it's an appropriate thing to say or not. Because we give our friends advice, but we do it in a respectful way. We don't do it in a way that assumes that we have the right to come in and insult or come in and tell them how they need to live their lives. Another thing I love about your story is that you confronted your mom. And we talk in the book about something called a healing conversation. And maybe, Debbie, you'd like to talk about that.
Yes. Well, it sounds like your relationship with your mother is a really beautiful thing. And some people don't have that kind of relationship with their mother, and they want to get there. They want to get to a better place. So they might have to have the hard conversation. And if your relationship with your mother has been wrought with dysfunction, it's really hard. Some daughters are afraid to approach their mother. I mean, she's the matriarch of the family. She's sacred. They're a little afraid of it, maybe. And so to have the courage to have the healing conversation, which just means that the daughter approaches the mother and asks some hard questions respectfully. And it's a start. And for some people, I know for me personally, it took me years to have that conversation. I was in my early 40s and my mother was in her 70s when that happened. And it unlocked everything for us. And so we were fortunate in that, you know, my mom was ready to have that conversation. But a healing conversation with mom would be to ask the hard questions, to not shy away from, you know, mom, there seems to be tension between us. There seems to be something wrong between us. Let's talk about that. And in that conversation, to go into it, not wanting to blame your mother, but go into it for understanding, wanting to gain understanding into the relationship. And one of the things that I love the most really about this book is that it is not a mother bashing book. Instead, we are hoping by the end of the story, so to speak, that women will have compassion on their mother as a woman like herself, because we all have flaws. We all have imperfections. We all do things that we wish that we could change. And our mother is no different. She's a woman just like us. So that when in our adult relationship with our mother, if we can view her as a woman just like us, who's imperfect, who is probably doing the best she can with what she has, and maybe it wouldn't be what we would do, but we begin to have compassion on her and understanding. And so that's kind of the goal in the mother-daughter relationship.
Oh, I love that. And one of the things I just pulled out from what you said was just being approachable. And I know as a mom of two daughters, that's something that I probably bug them because I say it to them all the time. There's nothing that you can't come to me about. And I want to be approachable. And I love that my mom was such a great example of that. Even though we may not have, you know, agreed and had disagreements, I could go to my mom and ask her anything. And I love that. And, you know, my daughter, Hannah, who's now 21, and my daughter, Zoe, is 10. When Hannah was 6 years old, she approached me and asked me the most important question, I think, of my entire life, other than my relationship with Jesus. And Hannah asked me a question that not only changed my life forever, it was so radical and it put me on a path I never dreamed I'd be on. And she told me at 6 years old, "Mom, I want for you to have a baby." And I want to have a sister. And you know, I had to explain to her that mom could no longer have a baby biologically. And she kind of looked at me and said, no, I want a sister and we can adopt. And for a 6 year old to tell her mom, let's look at this world of adoption. And I told her, No. You know, I don't know anything about that. No, it's just you two. You know, you're going to be my only daughter. And she prayed. She was an ambassador in my life. And she prayed for 5 years. She prayed. She begged, pounded. But you know what? That precious spirit of Hannah started to melt my heart because I had had some pain from a loss of a baby, a son. There was a lot of pain in my heart. And so she used being an ambassador of prayer in my life to melt that pain in my heart. And I'm telling you that the moment that we held Zoe in our arms for the first time in Ethiopia, and I was able to look in Hannah and said, this is you. This was your obedience and just being approachable to mom. And it changed my life. So I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today without my daughter. And I'm so grateful
for that.
That's
beautiful.
And so, yeah, and so I love that, you know, helping moms to be able to hear radical things from their daughter. And I know as you cover that in your book, that's going to be really life-changing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Joan and Debbie, one question I wanted to ask you is, you know, I'm just kind of thinking about the daughters that are listening to this show that are thinking to themselves, you know, I'd love to be able to come to my mom and begin this process of healing and this process of reconciliation. But I know that there's some relationships out there where, you know, mom isn't in the picture anymore, or mom is, you know, is still in a really rough place. And so I know you talk about this in your book, but I know that you say that, that daughters can still be the woman that God created them to be, even if their mom is not. And so what does that look like for the daughters that are listening to the show, thinking, begin to kind of retrain my thinking and begin to start this process of healing, even if mom isn't there yet?
So I would like to say something about that, because I began the process of healing within myself years before I had the healing conversation with my mother, maybe 4 years prior to that. And, you know, healing begins with us as an individual first. So if we have some pain and we have some issues within our own heart, the beauty of it is it doesn't depend on another person for us to receive healing from the Lord. We can go to Him. We can take our cares to Him, our pain to Him. He meets us at that crossroads of pain and confusion, and He begins doing an inner healing within us. Sometimes when we're praying about that and we are dealing with some of our own personal pain, with a spiritual counselor or a therapist or whatever, a pastor, a lot of times God opens us up even more and we're more ready to actually approach that with our mother. But for others, their mothers might not even, like you said, be in the picture at all. And or maybe it's not healthy for them to have their mothers in the picture. And so I think that you need to be encouraged that God cares about everything that concerns us. Every part of our heart, every part of our emotion, He cares, and He is the great healer and deliverer. So I think it's very important for women that their mothers are no longer with them, yet they carry pain, or women whose mothers are not open to healing, to know that you are never alone, that with Jesus, that you walk side by side with a God who is your healer. And for me personally, a big chunk of my healing came before I even had the conversation with my mom. The conversation with my mom just made the last few years of our adult relationship really sweet.
And I kind of had the opposite experience with my mother. My mother was wonderful when I was a child. And then I write about it in the book, two tragedies hit my family. My father and my brother both died within a year of each other when I was 9. And it really affected my mother, as you can understand. I mean, who wouldn't be devastated by that? But she went inward, and I felt like she emotionally abandoned me, and I longed for her to be an overcomer and to find Jesus and to be filled with joy and to show me the way. And she kind of stayed closed inward, just trying to soldier on, trying to be strong in her own strength. And after I became a Christian, especially, I so prayed and longed to see her just sort of bloom with joy. And I never did see that. And so I always felt a little bit disappointed that we couldn't be sisters in Christ. We couldn't have a relationship like I saw, like I think you, Carrie, maybe had with your mom. But I had to kind of come to a point of it. I tried to talk to her many times, but it didn't really yield very good results. And she's no longer here. So there is always a little bit of grief. And I've had to really apply the first part of the serenity prayer, which is to pray for the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And there's grief in that. But because I have hope in a bigger story that you know, God has a whole bigger story for this. There's been a lot of healing in me. And even as we've written that book, even last night, my husband, we were talking and he said, if your mother were here right now, what would you say to her? And I started to cry. And I said, I would tell her, Mom, I have compassion on what you went through. And I know you did the best you could. And I know you loved me. And I'm sorry for being angry at you for so long and being disappointed in you. And I would just tell her, you know, I love you and thank you for what you did do for me.
And what I love about that too, Joan, is that when we have pain like that and we've gone through a painful season, you know, saying that last night to your husband and then even encouraging moms or daughters to be able to write a letter. They may never send a letter, but to write all that down, that can be really healing. And I can just hear in your voice right now how healing that was for you just saying that out loud last night.
Debbie, you shared something a little bit earlier, is the more. Is more to what you probably have right now, or if, as a daughter, as a mom, you want more in your relationships. And one of the things that we always go back to with this show is what we call personal responsibility. Is to get to the more, it's going to be hard. And in the hard, as God is working through that, and as we're taking personal responsibility, if I really want that relationship with my mom, if I really want that relationship with my one of the things that we just have to come to a realization is it's going to be hard. And many of us think relationships should be natural. If you really love me, it shouldn't be this hard. And what are some things that, you know, as we look into restoring a relationship, or what are some things that sometimes, you know, we just got to take to be able to say things such as, that's not okay with me. Yeah. Or maybe there's some things that I just have to push through and choose to love big, regardless of how they treat me.
Well, that's so interesting that you would say that we expect relationships to be easy. So we do kind of romanticize relationships, whether it's be marriage or with our children, with our parents. And you're absolutely right. Relationships are not always easy because we're people. And mom-daughter relationships are so complicated because it's two women. And so we all know how female relationships can be. They can be wrought with problems, just if it's even a close friend or a girlfriend group or whatever. So it makes sense that we would have some hard spots with our moms. And how do we love big and push past some of our negative emotions is really a good question. Because what I was thinking when I was listening to Joan answering that question for her husband is I was tearing up, actually, because I was thinking how it is so true that we only are given one mom. She might not be perfect, but she's ours. She's our one and only mom. And so I would just encourage daughters everywhere to, even if their mother has been difficult and even if the relationship has been hard, to remember she's the only mom you've ever been given. She's the only mother that you'll ever have. And even when she's gone, she will always be with you. And so for better or for worse, our mothers are always with us. And so if we can do something in that relationship to push past and to continue loving while we have her in this life, it is a beautiful gift. But that said, in these relationships, there are things that we need to remember. We need to remember having appropriate boundaries with her. We need to remember being able to speak up for herself and not living as the child anymore, but having respect for her as our mother, but also being equal as adult women, which is, you know, a little bit tricky.
Well, I loved what you just shared. And it made, as I'm sitting here thinking about my daughter, Zoe, and she was born out of my heart. You know, she's my adoptive daughter, but she knows that she's grafted with me. And I don't know if you touched that in your book on adoption, but just hearing you share that we always have our moms with us. And so honoring Zoe's birth mother, yes. You don't know who she is in Ethiopia, the things that we do with her to honor her birth mother, because I'm honored to get to then honor her birth mother being Zoe's mom. And that's a beautiful thing to get to be a mom through adoption. And I love that, that your book really teaches us how to, you know, wrap around as a mom for our daughters at any season of their life.
That's beautiful that you are even in tune to honoring her mother, even a woman that you don't know. And, that's really beautiful because that will pay dividends. That will make her feel more secure. And I'd even like to say, even though, you know, this book, you know, we don't address adoption a lot and we don't address things like step parenting or blended family. I'm a stepmother. And so as I hear you talk about, honoring Zoe's mother, her natural mother, I learned early on that it would be very important for me to be honoring towards my stepdaughter's mother. And so that's also something that's not talked about very often, but I know that their mother is the other part of them. And I know that they long for their mother and that they love their mother. So for me as another woman in their life to leave a trail or to point the way, I need to be very honoring of their natural mother as well.
Well, I love that. And I know that your book is going to give so much practical tools for moms and their daughters, no matter how our daughters was. And I love that. And I was just thinking too, what would be the most important way that a daughter and a mom just encouraging each other through a painful season? Because I know, I think, Joan, it was you that said that your mom just went through something very tragical when you were 9. And my mom also went through something very tragic, and it completely shifted her, you know, her heart and her spirit. And I saw my mom for the first time dealing with fear. And so what would you encourage daughters and moms when we watch each other go through a painful season? What would be the most important way to connect, letting them be who they are, but also, you know, wanting to make that connection when you see your mom or daughter, you know, in pain?
Well, I think whether it be mothers and daughters or whether it be friends or husband and wife, I think the most important thing to remember when you're with someone in pain is to be there. And to just be attuned to them, to grieve with those who grieve, to be connected. You know, the ministry of presence is I think, the number one thing. It's hard for a child to do that for her mother. I don't think a child can do that because the child looks to the mother for strength and encouragement and everything. But for an adult daughter to an adult mother, just to be there, just to be present and listen.
And also for the adult mother, not to make it the daughter's problem about herself, but to, you know, to not like unravel completely herself because her daughter is going through problems and maybe it reflects on the mother, but instead to step back and to listen to the daughter. And as Joan said, to be there for her, be her support, be the person that she can lean into without making it personal.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things I was just really thinking about, too, is mother-in-law, daughter, you know, those interesting dynamic relationships.
That's a whole other book.
Yeah. That is volume 2 coming out for
that. I think that's your job. I think we need a man to write that one.
That would be a multiple volume book with that.
Yeah.
And, but hey, one of the things is, I know we're running out of time, is such a great relationship between mom and daughters. And I think of bonds, you know, Michael and I talk about our relationship, father, son, very bonded, best friends, and just, really enjoy our relationship, but know the specialness that I think probably is probably one of the most close-knit relationships you can have, obviously, is that book. What a special book to be able to go through in a dynamic. I think about every woman probably needs to get the book Momplicated. So that way, as a mom, as a daughter, they're in there somewhere. And for them to be able to read this book, to work through, so that way they can keep pointing towards healthy relationships. And I love the way how Carrie brought up Zoe. You know, one of the things we do know about Zoe's birth mom is she was gorgeous. Zoe is gorgeous. To her and her smile. And then Hannah, what a wonderful, Carrie shared her story about just being our little ambassador. And she, you know, she's more our introvert. But when she says her words, they are very well thought out, and they are genius words putting together an amazing relationship Carrie has with them. But just thank you guys so much for seeing this message and, you know, just being on the marriage and family side as well. Is this is a needed resource. I can see and refer people to it as so many desire that relationship. How can we connect, or how can I restore my relationship? And not only saying that, I am really looking forward to the in-law edition of this. That would sell by the cases that we have. But hey, again, thank you guys so much for your ministry and what you guys are doing, and what awesome guests you guys were. Are on this show. And Michael, it's, you know, we got to get more of these awesome, amazing guests that just have a message that's very unique in relationship, such as mother-daughter relationships and just these relationships, because that's really what we desire most in life. And unfortunately, sometimes because of sin in this world, our relationships don't go as we want them to go. We have a fantasy of what it may be. But to know that, Debbie said, if we want to step into the more in our relationship, it's going to be hard and it's going to take work and education. That's why it's important to get these resources. It's important to, if we need to get the counseling and the therapy and even seeking pastor classes so we can learn how to have these healthy relationships, is going to make families healthier, and it's going to be amazing not only in seeing the fruit of that, but just in the fulfillment that God has in store for us, and why he gave us family is to enjoy each other. So Michael, awesome job in finding this Momplicated book.
Dad, you're so correct. And, you know, I've just was so excited when I saw this book come across our email list and Joan and Debbie, I'm thinking about the women that have been encouraged by today's message and they've just, they want to be able to take on this new relationship with their mom, and they have a fresh perspective. And so I wanted to ask, and so before we go, I just want to ask if you would mind praying for our listeners right now that need the courage to be able to move on into that new relationship.
Sure. I would love to do that. Lord, we just come to you and we just thank you that you're present with us. We thank you that we can bring every care to you and that you care about everything that concerns us. We lift our hearts to you. We lift our relationships to you. We lift our relationships with our moms to you, or our memories of our moms to you. And I pray, Father, that you, in the way that only you can do with us individually, that you would lead the way for us and that you would give us wisdom in how to speak to our mother, that you would give us inner healing from maybe the impact a negative mother-daughter relationship may have had on us early on, and that you would, Lord, rise us up to be the strong and brave and beautiful spirit-filled Christian women that you have called us to be. And I pray for everyone listening to this podcast, and I pray for myself and Joan included, and I pray that we would continue growing in you, that we would continue stretching towards love, that we would continue wanting your best in our life so that we can live a better story, so that we can be so confident of your bigger story in our lives. And we just commit ourselves to you. And thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of being on this podcast. In Jesus' name.
Well, that's our show this week on Mothers and Daughters. I hope you're encouraged about our conversation today. And I would like to thank our guests, Debbie Alsdorf and Joan Edwards Kay, for joining us and really sharing their wisdom on this topic. By the way, they have a new book out. It's called It's Momplicated, and it shares a lot of the information that we've talked about on the podcast today. So if you'd like to go deeper in this conversation, I would definitely pick up a copy of their book. It can be purchased wherever books are sold. And also, I'd like to remind you, do not forget to subscribe to the podcast. We have so many incredible new shows that are going to be coming out this fall and into the new year. So be sure to press that subscribe button so you don't forget to listen to our show every single week. Also, while we're at it, don't forget to like my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMichaelGibson. I post all my information on there, all my content, my blog posts, everything is on the Facebook page. So if you want to get plugged into what we're doing, be sure to get plugged into the Facebook page. Our music this week is produced by Hurley Mower, and you've been listening to Real Life Love. We'll see you next week.